We have Dori McWhorter, who's joining us on the phone right now. She is CEO of YWCA of Metropolitan Chicago. And I've asked her to come on today because there is just so much going on that the YWCA has been involved with and engaged with in the metro area, but also nationally. And she's just had this amazing, you know, impact on everything. And I should acknowledge Dori. First, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
It is so nice to talk to you this way instead of through Zoom, which is how we usually connect these days.
For sure.
So funny. So Dori, when we look out at what's happening, you know, I thought of you immediately as I was looking at the news out of Atlanta this week, and we had been talking about protests anyway, but, you know, the news, again, of somebody who, a black man who basically ended up dead for the crime of being drunk in his car. And I think about all the things that are going on here with protests and how the Y has been helping and supporting people in Chicago all the way. I thought maybe you could talk a little bit about the efforts of the Y and then, to a larger extent, how we can all help you help everybody.
Sure. Thank you for that, Elise. I think that we just continue to see examples of how sort of the escalation principles don't necessarily apply to people of color in all cases. And so what we're seeing is that people are finally paying attention to this because it happens all the time. So from our perspective, as the YWCA, our mission is eliminating racism and empowering women. And that has actually been part of who we are for a very long time. Given that we are over 140 years old in Chicago, that absolutely has been a part of who we are, but more explicitly in our mission, it has come across. Specifically, we changed our logo back in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, to make sure that people understood what exactly we were up to. And so how that has translated in today's time, I have to say that, you know, back in 1915, the Chicago YWCA actually had residence housing for African Americans, which was huge at that time and just continued to be very focused on how we provide integration and services and what does that look like. So as we stand today, we continue to think about how do we serve people, recognizing that unfortunately the systems of racism have absolutely impacted their lives. We saw that with COVID and the disparities in health outcomes, and we see that now as we distribute food on the south side of Chicago, that making sure people have access to food that they need today, given that, you know, limited source resources from financial support, as well as, unfortunately, some of the rioting with the grocery stores and looting at the grocery stores left people without sources of food as well. So there's just so much that the YWCA is doing on the ground that's just been a part of our fabric for decades, if not century plus.
One of the things that I admire so much about you, Dori, and I know I've said this to you again, but the ability that you have, you know, your training is as an accountant, but the ability that you have to think innovatively about solutions that will have a larger impact, an outsized impact. And you once said to me, and it was so memorable, that even as a nonprofit, it doesn't mean you can't earn money and you can't figure out a way to make things work. And you've been really innovative in taking, you know, what is a not-for-profit and marrying the mission to things that actually bring in enough revenue, or what you hope will over time bring in revenue. And I'm thinking in particular about the Impact Fund that you started last year. And in full disclosure, I do serve on your advisory board for that. But, you know, the idea that you could come up with having a mutual fund that will screen the biggest companies in the country for how they treat women. And now I know you're thinking about adding some other screens that are more, you know, about how they treat particularly women of color. Talk a little bit about that, because that process of thinking it through in these times when it feels like you have to be innovative in order to get anywhere. I just think there are lessons for everybody in that.
Sure. Sure. So from our standpoint, as you mentioned, that we are a nonprofit, but we've taken the approach that the marketplace has a lot of different capital sources. So how do we plug in to the different resources that will then allow us to fund our work? And so as you've described, one of the things that we developed was this Impact Shares YWCA Women's Empowerment Exchange Traded Fund. And so why that is so important, Elise, is that not only do we have the resources, the advisory fees that come back to us, but it literally provides a roadmap to corporate America with the 19 criteria that tell them what they need to be doing to support women and effectively impact our mission as well. So fortunately, we have our platform partners. So Impact Shares is the platform that we're on with our Women Exchange Traded Fund, but also the NAACP is on that same platform. So we cover women's empowerment. They cover specifically minority empowerment. But quite frankly, if you take both sets of criteria, you get a complete work plan of what you can do to support people and women, people of color and women in one swoop with all the things corporate America could be doing. So, for example, that is absolutely how many women and people of color you have on your board. How many women and people of color do you have in leadership? How many women and people of color do you spend across your supply chain with? So those are the type of data points that we can capture using the ETF strategy. In addition to that, we also have policies that from a women's perspective, but of course they apply to all people, is the policies like your paid time off, your flexible work arrangements, those type of things that recognize that there are differences in terms of care and other things that people have to do, particularly women who primarily do a lot of the care in a family. So those are the types of things that we're just reminding corporate America that they can play a role in helping us advance women and people of color in a number of ways.
And I know that it just seems obvious to me that companies would think about this, but having now worked inside, with Best Money Moves and working with large companies and working with their HR people, it just seems like it's not as much a priority and a focus as it should be. Right. I don't know if it's distractions or it's just the love of money and having to please Wall Street, but it feels like these are things that are worth focusing on.
Absolutely. And I think what's happening, I think that we have this moment in time that COVID actually helped people understand that people are having different experiences that work for you, as well as understanding what happens with your customers. And so I think that that gave them great insight into how companies, they need to think about their societal impacts differently. And by the way, yes, their employees are part of that society as well as their customers. And so they don't have to necessarily create these, in my opinion, sort of these artificial disparities that they need to either think about profit or think about people. You can actually do both, because at the end of the day, if you don't have people and their needs met and create environments for them to do their work, then you won't make profits anyway. So I think companies actually figure that out a lot more. And so now I think that now you add racial unrest or society unrest or civil unrest, however you describe it, to that equation. And people are really recognizing that companies exist inside a societal and cultural frame that they have to address and they can't ignore. And so I think that that's what's happening now, to give people more of an opportunity to look internally and start making those changes.
You know, when I'm looking at all of the different things that are out there that compete with us, you know, it really is so important, I think, for us to engage with organizations like yourself to really, and there are some wonderful ones we've talked to already today, you know, like the Northern Illinois Food Depository, but how do we help you? How do people in Chicago help you right now and helping you help others?
Sure. One, we're trying to be really explicit around things that corporations could do. So, you know, one, looking at the ETF and the specific criteria are exactly as we talked about, a roadmap as to, if you're in a corporate environment, the type of things you can do. On the local level, we're asking people to understand our work more. Of course, our website is a resource for that, following us on social and seeing those types of things, and understanding that much of the work that we do to impact the lives of people allow us to do it from a racial justice lens, so that we are in fact understanding how racism manifests itself in addressing those systemic issues. And so understanding our work is huge, but also educating yourself and becoming more aware about the issues. And I think that there's just so many resources, not only online, but I just think that people have to make a commitment to want to educate themselves and become more aware of these issues, and so that they are able to engage in ways that feel right to them. And so from our perspective, we want people to visit our website, come to our events, both online events. We have an event coming up next week, which is our Girls Education Conference, and this is actually a global conference that we've held locally, but it reminds people of how, if we don't educate girls, that we continue these cycles of poverty, and these cycles impact entire communities, and that's both on a global level and on a local level. So it's attending those types of conferences that people can continue to inform themselves and really support our work by understanding that better.
Dori McWhorter is CEO of YWCA Metropolitan Chicago, and you can find out more at ywcachicago.org. Thank you so much for being with us, Dori.
Thank you, Elise.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.